Mission Network News 2-Minute Version for Sunday, February 5th, 2006 in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. In light of the vicious attacks against a church in Bhopal a week ago, there are concerns over a rise in outright persecution in India. Those attacks took place in broad daylight in a private home, heightening concerns. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's Dave Stravers.
We're quite concerned because in Gujarat there is a huge Hindu convention being planned, February 11 to 13. And when they did this in this part of West India a few years back, there was a lot of violence. Christians were beaten. Churches were burned.
Pray for the believers who may be put under pressure as a result of this Hindu gathering. We turn next to the Democratic Republic of Congo. Peace teams are stepping up their efforts in advance of the April elections, fully anticipating a flare-up of violence between the rebels and the government. Grace Ministries' Sam Vinton says the process could cause upheaval that might slow their work down.
There is a very strong possibility of problems, and I think another thing, they may tell people they can't travel for a number of weeks or months, and of course that sets a barrier to evangelists and our church leaders traveling and going to villages and visiting churches.
And recent quakes rumbling the coast of Indonesia raised the specter of tsunami. The area is being rebuilt, although survivors are still dealing emotionally and spiritually with their loss. In North Sumatra, one of the worst-hit tsunami areas, Back to the Bible launched a new radio station in November. The message of hope they're broadcasting is resonating with the listeners, many of whom write to ask difficult questions. Response has nearly tripled over the course of 4 months. Keep the staff in prayer as they minister. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.